So the shir today, Le'ili Nishmas, my father, of Klaimus Kalman Ben Shmuel Zatzal, is on Ketzin Mevarchim, a fundamental sugya in the Perek, in the site of Birchas Hanenin, that we'll see there's many different places in the Masechta and the Perek that it touches on. It's also something that I learned with my father, which is very meaningful to present it in the Yom Tzichir. Some that I have in my notes that we spoke about, Biprat, an answer that he suggested to questions. So, just to start off with the Shaila, what happens if Lach Lamaisa, somebody's in a Beis HaMerchatz? Okay, it's a Makom Matunuf, you can't make brachas over there, and he's very thirsty. He's not going to die, right? It's not Pikuach Nefashis. But he's thirsty. So the question is, he wants to take a drink, but you can't make a bracha over there. Question is, could he take the drink without making a bracha? Why would you do that? Because Pashat, he's an Inus, he can't make a bracha. Can't make a bracha. Klach nefashis is a different thing. This trial is discussed in the Paiskim actually, and we'll see what the Mishnah Berurah and the Ben Halacha say about it. The Aflam and Hamad Aleph, case Mevarchim ala Peris, Daf Machan Brachis, to make a bracha, if it grows from a tree, you make ha'eitz, from the ground, you make ha'dama. And the Gemara right away wants to know, Minahani Mili, how do you know you have to make brachas? And the Gemara brings a braisa of Kodesh Hilulim LaHashem. This is by Meister Sheni. And the Gemara, the braisa darsh is Malamish etuna bracha lifnehem ulachrehem. Hilulim is rabbin, two brachas. So the Tana is darshening Hilulim LaHalal to give praise both before and after the consumption of the food. The Gemara ends up finding that not sufficient to at least cover all cases. You have Shiva Saminim, you have different things that are particular that can't necessarily be learned out of. You have Pirchis. And the Gemara says, Anachanami, this is in the bottom of Lamed Hamad Aleph, Allah Svarahu, it's a Svara. It's a svara. A person can't take benefit and pleasure from this world without making a bracha. What's the svara? So Rashi says, svarahu dechimin denene tzarech lehoidais lemi shabaram. So what is that? One who comes to benefit, to take pleasure in this world, he has to give hayda to the one who created that object and that item that he's getting hana from. Of course, there are certain pleasures that we have in this world that don't have bracha. Somebody hears beautiful music or sees a sunset, there's no bracha in it. But for many things that Chazal were, kaveh brachas, like food and drink and reyach. What do we do with the Brais of the El of Hilulim? So Taisa says that's an Asmachta Ba'alma. It's only an Asmachta, that Limud seems to be a Drasha, and really it's a Svara. The Gemara continues with different Braises and memories that it's Asr Shiyahana Menoilam Azabalei Bracha, it's Kilu Moal, Yelech Etzel Chacham, Mazamin Yelech Etzel Chacham. Din Nisr, of it says it means that he should learn, go to Chacham and learn. Shlayavi lidei meila. Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel kolanene menaylam hazeh b'lay bracha kilu nene mikach sheshemayim. It's also like meila. Shenemra laHashem haras malaya. To Hashem is the world and its bounty, so he's taking it without a bracha. It's like being nene mikach sheshemayim. Rabbi Levi Rami Ksiv, Rabbi Levi said a similar drasha by making a steer in the pesukim. It says La Hashem Haaretz Mulaya, the earth, the land, it's to Hashem and its bounty. V'chsev Hashemayim Shemayim La Hashem. V'haaretz Nasan Levnei Adam, but the land belongs to people. So is it does it belong to Hashem or to people? Like Kasha Kan Kaidim Bracha, Kan La'achar Bracha. So before somebody makes a bracha, Taka, it belongs to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and only but the bracha belongs to Him. Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, in a similar vein. Somebody who takes from this world without a bracha, it's as if he steals, okay, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is he stealing? So Rashi says, Es brachasai. He's stealing the bracha that the Churi he has to give. He's stealing that. The Marsha says, "Masha Pirish, Kilu Geizel Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Berchaysav." That Rashi explains that Kilu Geizel, he's mefarish that you're stealing the bracha. Ain Sarach, Ela Geizel Mamish La Hakadosh Baruch Hu Isadav Rishaychav Anana Mimenu, the Kadosh Bracha Shalayu. Ayn Shem Barichos, that the Marsha learns. Like I assume that you would learn the Gemara if you were reading it, that Kilu Geizel is not going on the bracha, but rather it's talking about the food item itself that's taken without permission. Ulam Rashi rejects that, and seemingly Rashi is going l'shitasai that says that the chiyuv to give a bracha is that's the chiyuv hada shvach vayda, that's the geder of Berchas Hanenin. So there's no Indian of something that's Pashat that's not yours, but it is Zechiv Haida, so this person abrogated, okay, his obligation to extend Shvach and Haida. Ulam, the Marsha is learning that Lechura, the side of Berchas Hanenin is a little different, very different. That fakir, that the Indian is an Indian of kilu, like netilas rishos. Okay, and this is a lashon that's found in Harbe Rishonim, in the Chinuch and Mitzvah Taflamid, in the Ritva. Read it. Veich yachal veich yitol adam mash ena shalai v'la yitol mimen rishos. He's going on the Gemara that says this is Svara. Okay, so the svara is, right, if you take something from somebody, you can't just walk into somebody's house. In fact, that's the language of the chinuch and mitzvah taflamid. Asu bracha derech mashal k'netilas v'shus mi balabayis l'achal min ha'nimsa bebeisoi. So there you go, you're in somebody's house and you just open up the refrigerator and start eating. That's obviously not proper. It's something that you ask permission for. And it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home. So we're Naitel Rishos. So that's the way the Marsha is learning. Right? And therefore the Gezeles, Pashatan Nechefetz, okay, that was taken with that Rishos. So Mashiach and Rashi doesn't understand the Berchus Hanenin like that, but rather it's a Chiyuv of giving Haidam. And Mela, he is Madche. Maybe the Pashat Gemara that says Geizel that you would learn is going on the object, but Geizel Berchasai.
Is actually
standing
on
Me'ilah
with Me'ilahs?
So the Lashonis of Me'ilah and Kachi Shemaim are a little bit a Shver and Rashi. So Geizel, so then he's saying Geizel in the Bercha, but the Me'ilah seems to indeed be more Naita to the Mahalach of the other Yishanim.
Is actually standing there, isn't there?
Did I see that's yeah. Lameisa, what's Ayla Yafa according to Rashi is the Smachta. Okay, remember this is the Braisa that the Gemara brought down originally as the Makar, which in the end Taisa tells becomes the Smachta of Kadesh Ilulim. Okay, that tells us to give a Shvach v'Halal. So that's Ayla Yafa in Rashi that the Yisrael Berachas Hanenin is a Chiyav to give Halal v'Hayda. And a little bit shver, the shyness of Me'ilah and Kachi Shemayim. Gezela, So that the chura could be more naita, kapshuta, like the ritva, the chinuch. The marshal learned it's called kapshuta mechevet. So Rashi is madcha that. The meisa, what we have is the chura two fundamental approaches to understanding the chiyuv of Birchas Hanenin. Is it's like a mitzvah, it's like a chiyuv to give shvach v'hayda, or pashut the gedar of Yisrael Birchas Hanenin is k'netilas v'shos, and this is something that has a great significance in many different areas of halacha. Okay. Kaidim call the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph has a shaila. If somebody takes a mug of beer and he thinks that it's wine, he knows it's an intoxicant apparently, okay, and he makes a bracha thinking that it's wine, meaning that he's going to make a hagafen, and in the middle he chaps it smells a little different than wine, he chaps mitten bracha that it's beer, and he fears eyes. A shahakal. So kipshuta, a bystander sees that it's a beautiful bracha, it's beer, he made a shahakal, two thumbs up. The problem is that he started, you know, the Shema Malchus, al das to make hagafen, and that's the shaila that the Gemara proposes, is that a good bracha or not? This is in contrast to the verse case, where he thinks that it's beer and it's really wine, so he's starting making a shahakal, they're b'diavad anyway, so that the Gemara says isn't a problem. At the end of the day, the Gemara tries to bring rayas, is mancha the Gemara, is the rayas, and it's a bai delay ifshita. Okay, so what happens, okay, to this fellow, okay, he has his beer, and he wants to drink it, he made a shahakal, but he had in zin the wine when he made the shema malchus. The shayla is it a good brach or not, what to do? It's kind of awkward to answer Shaila like that when he can't talk. He's pointing and he's gesturing. So he looks up the Gemara Dafid Beis. Maybe he's up as the Talmud Chacham, the fellow, and he it's the Bai Delay Ifshita. So Lamayin said what to do. So Pirish Alfis Hash the Delay Ifshita Bayon Azlina Lekula Veifilu Pasach Bechamra V'Sayim B'Shichra Yotza. Okay, so the riff gets him out of trouble and says that he's the yotzah. We go l'kula. I think this is something that we're familiar with from the Hachas Brachas. Okay, but it's not so simple. V'rihaya aymer l'chumra. You go l'chumra. D'tzarach l'varich pa macheres. You have to be mevarich nachamol. The Gil Nashas, Kiva Eger, over here says, V'le Shaya Chachalaymer Savak Brachas Lekula. Okay, what we're all wondering and thinking. Dechvar Kosav Marsha Bipsachim Kuv Beis, Amdal Bipirish Rishbam Dir Masla Dicha Kaychai. V'le Shaya Chin El Bibirchas Hamitzis, Da Brachas Inam Akvay, Savak Bibirchas Hanenin, Asul Le'achal B'le Bracha. Okay, Ayin Sham. So the Re is arguing with the Rif, and Taka is saying you can't say the kula over here, because over here it's a mili de iser, okay, and therefore you can't call the kula. You have to be machmer. So this is incidentally he's buying this marsha, the kivegra on the marsha, right? That's the marsha the shitasai. That learns that the brachas hanen is a chiyuv of ntilas rishos. Lameisa, what's not so pashut is that iser does not necessarily equal going l'chumra, right? Fakert, and even by iser, but by iser d'rabanan, okay, you still say that you go l'kula. So this. just invoking and being magdir the chiyuv of Birchas Hanenin as the Mili D'Isura does not necessarily really fully explain Pashat why you won't go. Why it won't go Lakula, and L'maisa Re'isi that the Kiddush Yankiv, the Stipler Taka, asks this. L'maisa Shemati from my father, when I learned this with him, that that this is because of the Chaymer of Me'ila and Gezela. So we have, I wanted to say that Gezela, Me'ila, is a Davar Chamer Ma'id. So therefore, that's what the Rishonim mean over here, that since it's the Me'ila to Isra, the Isra Chamer, that you have to go. L'chumran, there are examples of that by Mukso, as discussed, and other examples when you have asmachtas. Sometimes the Rishonim make exceptions to the general klal of Savak Derabban and L'Hakel. So L'chura, if you learn that the gather of Birchas Hanenin is like Rashi, that it's a chiyuv to give Shmach Vaida, so then the Chura is saying Lahara Klal, that's going to be Safik Brachas Lahakel. If you go that it's the last of the Yisura, so then not so Pashut, but Al Kopanim, that would be the Pesach to say that you go to the Chumra, and that's the way Marsha goes in Pesachim, based on the Shitasai, and as well as the Re on Daf Yud Beis Mad Aleph in Taisvis, right? So the Riv, that says you go to Kula, right? It's not Mavur that he's going like Rashi, right? We explained that you could say that you go to Kula even if it's an Isser. There are many Rishainim that actually Paskin. That you go to Churma, the Archas Chaim and Hachasuda. I have the Shinus over here in my notes. Chim and Shekain, he says, brings the Pasuk, Asr the Svara, Asr the Hanais, Kilu Nenem Yikachi Shemaim, Chim and Shekain, Haiman, the Mesafkale, and Birachim Lav, Vadain Huachel, Chaz Mavarech, the Chol Davar Hana, the Kolbai, and Safelchas Birachas Paris. He also, brings down B'Shem Taisus Lahachmir. Okay, the Maril and Hachaz Pesach. He's talking about the Shail of the Geffen and the Kais Sheni. V'afal Pisha Rosh Kosov Shalom Levarech. Taisus Pshitulon, the Mevarchin. Okay. So there's a lot of Yishayinim with the Taka, Neman Taka, Lahalacha, that by Berachas Hanenin, it's Savik Brachas are Lahachmir. The Ritva, incidentally, that's Taka Mavur, that it's like, it goes like the Marsha, and Shabbos, Taka Paskins, and Hachas Brachas, Paskins, that it's Lahakel, and Lamaisa, Itaka asks, "V'tamani v'berachas nenen and lefan v'heich chayzer v'aychav b'lei bracham neisafik v'rei machnas atzmai b'kum v'asei le'achav b'mashu k'nena mikadshei shemayim k'di'isa v'perakeis mevarchim." Okay, so lemaisa, it's a big pukdan rishainim, and it seems more or less to divide along these lines of is the yisad of berachas nenen achiv liten shvach v'hayda or k'netilas v'shos. We spoke out that even if it's like in Tilos Vashos, it's not so simple that it would necessarily correlate with the Savak Brachas Lahachmir. Where Lechur would make a difference, another Makayim, is that that Marsha, that Mishneh Berura that we just spoke about, if somebody's in the Beis HaMerchatz, okay? So he has a chiyuv, right, to make a bracha, but he's an einus, right? He's in a place, he can't make it. He calls up his rabbi, can I make a bracha? No, you can't make a bracha. Can't. So the shail is, right, he wants to drink his coffee or his tea without a bracha. So madinoi. So the Mishneh Berura is unequivocal about this. Okay, Venera Pasha, this is in... In the end of Simon Samach Beis, Vinir Pashat Hashayson Beis Amarchas, Shalaik Adinayson, Tresham Asra Filu Hirer, Ve'inu Anus Lishasiya Zu. Okay, that's in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Bir Halacha. He's a little more Ma'arach. Ein Mishnah Berurah, Masha Kazan Lishasiya, Bemarchas, Shalaik Adinu, Lishan the Chai Adam, Garm Lahem Litais. If you look at the Chai Adam over there, he says that he didn't intend that, but that's where they made the mistake of Emes. And he Yastati Davar Pashan Ma'oid. He can't be matir this fellow to make to have this drink without a bracha. That would be well in order if the Birchas Hanenin was that Chazal made a mitzvah levarich. Uveemes, in truth, it's not like that. Halei amru Chazal brachas tef lamed vav. The asul lahanes b'lei bracha. Okay, Levadze says not an einus. You could go out. Okay, but the bir halacha is very clear and unequivocal over here. That the gather of Birchas Hanenin is not a mitzvah. Okay, and rather it's an iser, and an afkumina guf is the Mishnah Berurah's. The Bir Halacha is conceding that if it would be a mitzvah, okay, it would be mutter for him to have a drink in the merchatz, to eat without a bracha, because he's an aynes, an aynes lachman patra, he doesn't have chiyuvim. Ulam, it's a dvar shal iser, so if it's an aynes, you still can ganve, even if you can't pay, you know, walk into the store, you don't have money, right? You can't just take things and put them in your pocket. Okay.
Is that necessarily not like Rashi? It's wrong.
Okay, but Shaz, what does that word mean? Asul lahanes.
No, I'm saying that it's the chiyuv hakaras hatov is so, it's not stam a mitzvah ba'alma to have a karas hatov, it's so intrinsic to give hodah of Misha Baram that it's wrong to take it if you didn't give hodah first. Maybe that's Cain, however Rashi learns the Me'ila, if he's saying it's not actual Gzela. There's something intrinsically wrong with doing it. It's not just a nice. It's not just a proper. It's not just a good thing to do. It's wrong to take it if you didn't first give hodah. So Mela, if he's not pikuach nefesh, so he can't take it. He didn't give hodah first.
It's wrong. Okay, I don't know. Seems if together is a chiyuv to do, so then he's. Nice. We'll get back all the way at the end. We'll kind of get back to this and fine-tune it, maybe. Okay? Another shayla that Lechura falls in these lines is the Gemara zuching for a makar for the Chiyuv Birchas Hanenin. Question is that a makar, the svara that the Gemara ends up saying, is that a makar for the bracha rishona alone, or the bracha achrona as well? So the chur is going to depend on this plugta, right? If it's that it's asr to take it's like an atilas v'shos, it's not shayach afterwards. Atilas v'shos, it's genumen. You asked, you got permission, right? It's genumen, so must be the bracha chayna as a different makar. Mashenkin, if it's shvach v'hayda, right? So then it's gan shayach. What's why should that be limited? A dafka to the bracha rishona that can as well apply by the bracha chayna as well. Lamaisa, it's not my imagination. The rishayim taka, if you look at them carefully, okay. They confirm this, the Ritva Ladugma that goes with the Mahach, that it's a Mili de Isser, it's in Tiyas Vashos. He says, V'chulu brachais lefnehem asu mehai svara. And the brachais lefnehem, they go mehai svara. This is in contrast to the Rashba, who says that the svara is psai lefnehem and psai lachrehem. Okay. So where do they have the bracha lachrayim for? It's a problem. So the same chinuch that also the chura would be left without a makor because he's also going with this mahalach that it's like netilas v'shos. And that same chinuch in Taflamid, he says that the chacham and bracha achrayna, that they patterned after brachas hamazon, the chachamim. So nachnami, so the bracha rishayna is a svara. It's aser lahanais, and it's like netilas v'shos. That doesn't apply for the bracha achrayna, and the bracha achrayna that is patterned after brachas hamazon. Now, Lamaisa, you're thinking that, well, Ay Bazai, if they have different Makairas, they could potentially have different Dinim. Yeah. You know they do have different Dinim. So the Gemara in Daf Lamed Tes is talking about the Shir of Bracha Achrayna. And it says it's like a kazayin. So Tosfos says, "Hainu dafka bebracha shel achrav, the beinat shir, aval bebracha shel afanav, afilu pachis mikashir, the asul lahanetz belam hazeh, b'lay bracha beinlin nechila beinlin shesia." Okay, aval bracha shel achrav beinat shir, mali lugmav. Okay, so the it's taka according to Rishonim that has a different makar. It's fakaret. It's gvaldik, right? Because Lamaisin Tilas for shows, well, just took a little bit. You know, that Lamaisin doesn't have a shear. So even a Kaldahu, you have to make a bracha on Mashenkin, the bracha lachrayim, so that's patterned after the benching, the raisa, so that then has a shear. Lamaisin Zakdari, er dinked of the taisvis, and he says, Varihaya Aimer, Bebrain Nefashes, Kim de lav bracha chashuvahi, afilu bebatzer mishio mevarchinon. Itaka says, the special brachas, okay, that you won't make, that has a shear. The Gemara over there is talking about all the Israel priates. That has a special shear. But Lamaisa, Brian Nefashis, Lamaisa, you'll still make. Why? Because it's Aslana, it's Bala Mazeb, Li Bracha. What's interesting, like we said, is like Netilas Rishos to extend that by the Bracha Achrayna is the Shtukal Davar Muzar, because Netilas Rishos, Achora, that's very nice before, but afterwards, it's not so pasha to extend that to the Bracha Achrayna. So the Maisa, according to the Ri, the Chur the Bashad and the Ri, is that he's taka going with this Mahalach that the site of Berachas Hanenin is a Netilas Vishos, number one. And number two, that's Shayach, in contrast to Taisvis, even by Bracha Achrayna. The Hainu that, like, Netilas Vishos, it's like a Tamura, like you have to pay. Right? So you pay, you make a down payment, right? You pay a little bit before, and you have to pay everything up front, you know. But Lamaisa, it's still in the gang of Isser, and Netilas Vishos. Taisvis learns more Pashat, I think, that Netilas Vishos is in Shaykh by the Bracha Rishayna, like the Ritva and the Chinuch. They all say Nusvar. The Rehalds, Taka, that you could have such a Svar, Lamais enough Kamina is, then even afterwards it will have a Shir, maybe not to make a benching and Allah Ace, but Lamaisa to go without any type of Bracha, that's not Shaykh. Because it needs Netilas Vishos.
Do you use the Brain of Vishos for anything, or only for the Gabi thinks for Brain of Vishos?
Yeah, it's a Shaila.
The reader isn't clear on that.
Yeah, it's not clear on the reader.
And according to the story, you're saying you should need Brain of Vishos for anything, or something. Yeah.
Yeah. In Daf Mem Testament Beis, Taisus Dibraham Maschel Rebbe Meir, he says, Ulinin Shasiya. There's the shila, there's a shaila of what the shir is by bracha chreina. So he says that you have to be machmir. Okay, this is again is done by bracha chreina, and even pachas mimalei lugmav, you have to be machmir and make a bracha. In fact, we keep the eger. Kashali hichshayich lahachmir levarich, chabe bracha sveikel lahakel. But Sarachin, what type of inyan is that? They have to be machmir on a smaller shear, because perhaps Rechayiv, they're talking about brachas over here. That's all he says in the Sefer. He throws in another couple of words over here. And he says the Marsha asks, like the Magen Avraham asks like this, like Taisus and Daf Yud Beis. Uvetshuva kasafti liyashiv, Kushyas HaMagen Avraham, that we saw the Rekiv Eger answer the Kasha on Taisvis, that how could you say that you're going by the Baidu Leifshat, that you go the Hachmir, right? And he brought down the Marsha. Aval Bekan, Yishar HaTema. Here Rekiv Eger is saying that even though I answered why by Brachas, okay, you could say that Safik Brachas Lahachmir, this is in Daf Yud Beis. Over here it's a Pella, says Riki Vega. Why is it a Pella over here? It was good for the goose, good for the gander. It was good on Yud Beis. Teretz says, because over here we're talking about a Bracha Achroina. And the Bracha Achroina Lechura, that same Svara of Netilas Rishos, is Lechura not applicable. So therefore, the Kiva Eger on the Flamites, where the Re says that Paches from Makazayis in Mikabar Nefashas is Sechen Su, this Taisus over here, and Memtaz, the same Re. So they're related in the fact that the Re, right, is the Chur extending this Tzvav and Tiyas Rishos, not only to the Brach Rishayna, but the Brach Rishayna as well. Explain it. You can say such a thing. What?
Here he's just saying it as a chumrah.
He's saying that you have to be machmir. No.
Well, on the test, I thought he said it.
It's not a chumrah. Yeah, yeah.
But here he's only saying it as
no,
a
chumrah. No. You have to be machmir and make a bracha. Yeah.
So that doesn't mean on the test, that's what he meant.
Oh, he's talking about ikar bracha. There's two different, it's not the same case. Not, I mean, it's. That's all he's up is that. Another nafkamina between if you say the chur, it's like Rashi, it's chiyav hayda, or it's like netilas rishos, is by an einin. So an einin is that's mamish the shulchan aruch of an einin. An einin does not do mitzvahs, okay, but he doesn't go around. He's not your Shabbos guy. Okay, so he doesn't daven, he doesn't put tefillin on, but you can't ask him to put the light on for you, or to do malacha on Shabbos, right? What's the chiluk? So the asin, that's something that he does, the positives, he doesn't do, but avada yisurim is something avada that he's obligated in. So the question is, by an einin, does an einin make brachas or not? Right, according to Rashi, so it's the chiyuv. There's a lot of chiyuv. He's chayiv to put tefillin on. He's chayiv to say kriya shema. He's chayiv to daven. He's chayiv to say brachas. So all those things are suspended, right, in light of his aninos. But if you say it's like a lesser de iser, it's like a geneva, it's like a gazela, right? So you don't walk into store and take something, put it in your pocket, and then tell the guy, you know, I'm just not gonna pay because I'm an oinin. I'm pater from paying, you know. It doesn't work like that. You have to. That's gazela. Avada. That's not allowed. So taka the rishonim, some of the same rishonim as we quoted before, that say that safek brachas or lahachmir, they taka say that an einin is chayim levarich. This is the arches chayim, in hachas avel simin yir aleph. Says Vein Mavarech, Pershin and Sarch Mavarech, Brachas Amitzi, the Velinir Shem Mavarech, Mepnesha Asur Loi Leachol, Beloi Bracha, Kach Kasav the Bahag. The Kolboy also says that near the Velinir Shem Mavarech, Mepnesha Asur Leachol, Beloi Bracha. And So itaka, like you would suspect, should come out. The Rishonim itaka do say, interestingly, okay, that an einin would be chayiv in brachas. The nafkamina to the between, you know, roiv Rishonim in that cut of that it's an inyan of ntigas hashus and iser, and the re, which extends that even to bracha achrayna, is whether the einin would be obligated to make a bracha achrayna as well. Okay. At least the Brian Fashis, maybe. So according to the Ri, he extends the Svara of Netiyas Veshus of Esther even to the Bracha Achrayna. What Rabbi Rosenbaum could confirm, well, know that Lemaisa, how do we paskin la halacha about by an Einin? It's clear as paskin the Shulchan Aruch that he doesn't make brachas in Simon Shin Mem Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah himself paskins this, and Siman Ayin Aleph, Sifkat and Dalet, right? So it's true. You have different Lashonim from Rishonim, you have different Mahalchim, you have different Psakim in the Rishonim, but as we know, things get narrowed down. The Halacha Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah, is that an Einin is Pater. The Shaila is Lamaisa. So what the Mishnah Berurah before by the Beis HaMerchatz, right? What does he taka say that it's aser for the person to make the bracha in the Merchatz? Zemakom b'tanuf, he can't make a bracha. So Zemakom to say that he's an einus, like the Mishnah Berurah himself says that if it would be a mitzvah levarich, it would be mutter. So lechura. Lahalach, it's very nice. We have different Mishainim, a different Mahalchim. But Lechura, all those, that Mahalach is not going to extend itself. Lahalacha, we see that by Aninos, Mishnah Berurah Paskins like that, that an Einin Taka is Pater in Brachas. It's not like Gzela. So what's Taka Pshat by the fellow in the Merchatz that he can't make a Bracha because he's an einus. I think this is a shvera kasha. I think the kasha may be better than the teretz, and maybe you'll have your own terutzim. I would love to hear. But b'mnei chak, Zav Shalimer, that taka, it's, so I alluded to Rabbi Singer before, that maybe we could just connect a little bit, that at least in the Mishnah Berurah, okay, that the kilu, the chachamim, they were matel achiyav. Netilas Rishos. Normally, it's a svara. It's like memela. It's memela the svara. So he's if he says then the einin should be chayiv. That's taka what these rishonim say. It's shayach that there's like a chiyuv to give shvach and hayda, and that's like begedra, like a tamura for the item, for the object that's being consumed. It's not like just a memela de kazach, but kilo is like a chiv chachamim that the chachamim are machayev you, mitzavim you, to give shvach v'hayda, you know, kagin, you know, the chayfetz, right, in payment kilo, and tamura from the chayfetz. So the chilek is that an einin is pashat, he's not a bar chiyuv of bechlal. So therefore, he's not a bar chiyuv legabe the mitzvahs. Memela, the chacham never matel that on him. Mashenkein the fellow in the merchatz, you know, he's circumstantial. He's avadi. He's a bar chiyuv. Avadi. He's a bar chiyuv. He's just in a makom where he can't do that. That the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha says that he's chayiv levarich. And it's aster for him to take with that abracha. Shekayach, and everybody's learning, and Torah should be a schus for the rabbi.
See, your husband would also explain the meila. Shekh, they could explain the meila also.
This is alluding to, yeah.